七，虹口区2016年初三英语模拟练习 Part 1 Listening 第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. I know the fireman who is putting out the fire.I know the fireman who is putting out the fire.
2. It's really a lucky day for Jack to catch a lot of fish, isn't it? It's really a lucky day for Jack to catch a lot of fish, isn't it?
3. We went to Century Park to celebrate New Year's Day last year.We went to Century Park to celebrate New Year's Day last year.
4. Do tigers hunt in the night and live on some small animals? Do tigers hunt in the night and live on some small animals?
5. If you go to farm, you can see some sheep eating the grass.If you go to farm, you can see some sheep eating the grass.
6. Students are busy at the moment, and some are even nervous. Students are busy at the moment, and some are even nervous.
B. Listen and choose the best answer.
根据听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hurry up, it's 7 o'clock now. You will be late for school.
Oh, really? My watch is 10 minutes slow.
Question. What's the time by the girl's watch? Hurry up, it's 7 o'clock now. You will be late for school.
Oh, really? My watch is 10 minutes slow.
Question. What's the time by the girl's watch? 8.Can you give me some paint, Mary?
Sorry, I've got none. There's a bottle of paint on Tom's desk. You may ask him for some.
Question. Where's the paint bottle? Can you give me some paint, Mary?
Sorry, I've got none. There's a bottle of paint on Tom's desk. You may ask him for some.
Question. Where's the paint bottle? 9.$80 in all, madam.
Oh, sorry, I only have $55 with me. The hat costs $35. Take it out, please.
Question. How much is the hat? $80 in all, madam.
Oh, sorry, I only have $55 with me. The hat costs $35. Take it out, please.
Question. How much is the hat?
10. Why do you take up singing as your job, Mr. Green?
Because I'd like to express my ideas through songs.
Question. What is the man? Why do you take up singing as your job, Mr. Green?
Because I'd like to express my ideas through songs.
Question. What is the man? 11. Sorry I'm late. I waited for the bus for 20 minutes.
Take the underground next time.
Question. What means of transport does the man suggest? Sorry I'm late. I waited for the bus for 20 minutes.
Take the underground next time.
Question. What means of transport does the man suggest? 12. Tommy, breakfast is ready. Please get up right now. That will drive you to the piano school.
All right.I thought it was still early.
Question. Who might the two speakers be? Tommy, breakfast is ready. Please get up right now. That will drive you to the piano school.
All right. I thought it was still early.
Question. Who might the two speakers be?
13. Why don't we go dancing tonight, Linda?
Sorry, I'm tired out.Mr. Smith kept me working on the computer all day.
Then shall we go out and get something to eat?
I only want to go to bed early for a change.
Question. What is Linda going to do? Why don't we go dancing tonight, Linda?
Sorry, I'm tired out. Mr. Smith kept me working on the computer all day.
Then shall we go out and get something to eat?
I only want to go to bed early for a change.
Question. What is Linda going to do? 14. How is everything going on with Jane in the new school?
Not so well. She's too shy to make any new friends.
Question. What does the woman mean? How is everything going on with Jane in the new school?
Not so well. She's too shy to make any new friends.
Question. What does the woman mean? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Do you like traveling? Are you going to travel? Do you want to take something with you while traveling? If so, you must pack. But do you know how to pack? The following are just for your reference. When packing, less really is important. As you know, the less you're taking, the more freedom you'll have. And it's necessary for you to ask yourself a few questions. 1. Who is going? Traveling with your kids, maybe you want to take more. For example, girls may want to have their own hairdryer at home. But when traveling, one is enough. 2. What do you plan on taking? How many suitcases? What kind of luggage bags? Are the kids old enough to help carry things? You may need to run for a departing plane, train, or boat, so don't take more luggage than you can carry. 3. Where are you going? Traveling through the forest, for example, needs quite different shoes. 4. When are you going? December in Australia is warm and wet. December in Europe is cold and snowy. Check out the weather for your travel before you go, and you can decide whether you take enough clothes.
请再听一遍。
Do you like traveling? Are you going to travel? Do you want to take something with you while traveling? If so, you must pack. But do you know how to pack? The following are just for your reference. When packing, less really is important. As you know, the less you're taking, the more freedom you'll have. And it's necessary for you to ask yourself a few questions. 1. Who is going? Traveling with your kids, maybe you want to take more. For example, girls may want to have their own hairdryer at home. But when traveling, one is enough. 2. What do you plan on taking? How many suitcases? What kind of luggage bags? Are the kids old enough to help carry things? You may need to run for a departing plane, train, or boat, so don't take more luggage than you can carry. 3. Where are you going? Traveling through the forest, for example, needs quite different shoes. 4. When are you going? December in Australia is warm and wet. December in Europe is cold and snowy. Check out the weather for your travel before you go, and you can decide whether you take enough clothes. 2. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Mr. Smith lived in a small village with high mountains all around it. All day, he worked on his farm and never went to the city. His wife died after his only daughter was born. When the girl, Anne, grew up, she left her father and went to college. 4 years later, Anne passed all her exams and found a job in a hospital in the capital. As he was busy, she had no time to go back to see her father. But she missed him very much and wrote to ask him to come to the capital.
When Mr. Smith heard from his daughter, he was quite happy and was soon ready to set out. The next day, he rang Anne up and told her the train he would take. At 8 the next morning, the train arrived at the capital station. Mr. Smith spent about 16 hours on the train. As soon as he got off, Anne ran up to him and found that her father looked pale. "What's the matter with you, Dad?" Anne asked in surprise. "Do you feel sick?" "Nothing," answered Mr. Smith. "I'm just not used to sitting backwards in the train." "Oh dear," laughed the girl. "Why didn't you exchange seats with the person opposite to you?"
"How could I do that?" answered Mr. Smith. "Nobody sat opposite to me."
请再听一遍。
Mr. Smith lived in a small village with high mountains all around it. All day, he worked on his farm and never went to the city. His wife died after his only daughter was born. When the girl, Anne, grew up, she left her father and went to college. 4 years later, Anne passed all her exams and found a job in a hospital in the capital. As he was busy, she had no time to go back to see her father. But she missed him very much and wrote to ask him to come to the capital. When Mr. Smith heard from his daughter, he was quite happy and was soon ready to set out. The next day, he rang Anne up and told her the train he would take. At 8 the next morning, the train arrived at the capital station. Mr. Smith spent about 16 hours on the train. As soon as he got off, Anne ran up to him and found that her father looked pale.
"What's the matter with you, Dad?"
Anne asked in surprise. "Do you feel sick?"
"Nothing," answered Mr. Smith. "I'm just not used to sitting backwards in the train."
"Oh dear," laughed the girl. "Why didn't you exchange seats with the person opposite to you?"
"How could I do that?" answered Mr. Smith.
"Nobody sat opposite to me."
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。